Some news from the world of sports, and Chris Sale has got to be wondering at this point whether he has to be perfect to get wins when he takes the hill for the Boston Red Sox. Sale has yet to turn in anything less than a grade-A start for Boston this year, and all he has to show for it is a 1-2 record, including last night's 3-0 loss to the New York Yankees at Fenway Park. Sale struck out 10, walked no one, and through 8 innings had given up just one unearned run. The problem was that Masahiro Tanaka was even better, making the Red Sox look like little leaguers and giving up just 3 hits and throwing 97 pitches in a complete game shutout win. Sale had only one poor inning, the 8th, when he gave up 3 consecutive singles and left trailing 2-0 to a well-deserved standing ovation. The Yankees added another run off Heath Hembry, but the real story is the dispiriting lack of runs the Red Sox offense provides for their best pitcher whenever he takes the mound. In Sale's 5 starts this season, the Red Sox have scored just 4 measly runs. Sale is one of the best pitchers in all of baseball, but he can't produce his own runs, and the Red Sox are just wasting his starts. Sale has been so good that he's already equaled a mark set by Pedro Martinez, Roger Clemens, and John Lester as the only Red Sox pitchers ever to have recorded 10 or more strikeouts in 4 straight starts. So the Yankees leave Fenway with a 2-game sweep of Boston, and it gets no easier for the Red Sox as they welcome the World Series champion Chicago Cubs to the Fens tonight in one of the most anticipated series of the season. Drew Pomeranz faces Jake Arrieta for the Cubs, and the Red Sox will be fortunate to miss their ex-teammate John Lester in this series. He's not scheduled to make a start. They will likely have to face their former closer, though, Koji Uehara, without whom the Red Sox never would have won the 2013 World Series. The New York Mets have problems of their own these days, and now losers of 6 in a row after getting beaten 7-5 by the Atlanta Braves last night at Citi Field, and adding to the Mets' misery is a bite by the injury bug. Matt Harvey made a spot start in place of Noah Syndergaard, who has biceps and shoulder soreness and is being pushed back a start because of it. And in last night's loss, slugger Yoenis Cespedes had to lead the game with a hamstring pull. He'll be placed on the disabled list. Harvey, meanwhile, was in a tough spot. He wasn't expecting to start until he got the word that morning. He was clearly off his game, giving up 6 runs in 4 1/3 innings, and he tied a career high, issuing 5 walks. Could be worse, though. The Mets could be the Toronto Blue Jays, who are now 6-16 on the year after getting swept in a doubleheader by the St. Louis Cardinals yesterday. To the NHL playoffs, and Henrik Lundqvist can feel Chris Sale's pain. The New York Rangers netminder was outstanding in Game 1 of the Rangers' second-round playoff series against the Senators in Ottawa last night, making several acrobatic saves and stopping a breakaway at one point, but he can't score goals, and the Rangers only put up one of their own in a 2-1 loss to Ottawa. Defenseman Erik Karlsson, who almost single-handedly beat the Bruins in Round 1, scored the game winner in the third period, whipping a wrist shot from an almost impossible angle and through a tangle of players to beat Lundqvist. Karlsson was down in the right-hand corner of the Rangers' zone just about parallel to the net when he threw the puck on goal and somehow snuck it through top shelf. Big win for Ottawa in a series I still think will ultimately go the Rangers' way. The Pittsburgh Penguins jumped out to a 2-0 lead, then hung on to beat the Washington Capitals 3-2 in Game 1 of their second-round series in Washington last night. And the two best players on the ice, who just may be the two best players in the world, did not disappoint in this one. Sidney Crosby scored 2 goals within a span of 52 seconds, and Alex Ovechkin tallied for the Capitals, but it was Nick Bonino scoring the game winner for Pittsburgh in the third. Veteran goalie Marc-Andre Fleury was brilliant for the Penguins, making several game-saving stops. A couple of first-round NBA playoff series have wrapped up. The Toronto Raptors are moving on. After beating the Milwaukee Bucks 92-89 last night, they didn't make it easy on themselves, though. The Raptors frittered away a 25-point lead before going on a 9-0 run in the final 2 minutes to finish off the Bucks in 6 games. The San Antonio Spurs are also into Round 2 after beating the Memphis Grizzlies 103-96, behind 29 points from Kawhi Leonard. Locally in softball, the St. Michael's Purple Knights suffered a setback in their efforts to make the playoffs, losing 5-0 to St. Anselm yesterday. The loss drops St. Mike's into 5th place in the division with 3 games left to play. The Purple Knights need to finish 4th place or higher to make the postseason. The Linden State Hornets are just looking for a win, still without one, after dropping a doubleheader to Norwich yesterday. In college baseball, Linden State was 1 out away from being swept by the Castleton Spartans at the back end of a doubleheader, but Andre Easton came through with a clutch 2-out, 2-RBI double in the top of the 7th to give the Hornets a 5-4 win. Castleton took Game 1 8-1 to improve to 26-7 on the season. The Hornets are a game over 500 at 17-16. And St. Joseph shut out St. Michael's 9-0. NFL draft yesterday, the New England Patriots did not have a pick in their first round. They made most of the news by what they did not do, which is to not trade their backup quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo.